So we're holding in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Last year was about Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu. And now we continue Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. The God of Avraham, the God of Yitzchak, and the God of Yaakov. Now the question is, once we've said Elokei Aviseinu, and once we said that Hashem is the God of our forefathers, and we have a rule that Ein Kodem La'Avos Ela Shlosha, we only consider Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov are the only ones that are considered our Avos. They are the only patriarchs. So once we've said Elokei Aviseinu, so that meant Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So why do we need to now say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov? That was already included in Aviseinu. And even if we are going to spell it out, we could say Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Why do we need to say Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov? So I believe the way to understand this is based on a Chassam Sofer in Parashat Shlach. Chassam Sofer says that we begin Kriya Shema saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is our expression of acceptance of Hashem as our God. We are saying Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God. We conclude Kriya Shema with the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Right? The last words of Kriya Shema is Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So we conclude Kriya Shema with Ani Hashem Elokeichem. We begin by saying we are speaking, and we're saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God. And we conclude Kriya Shema with Hashem speaking, saying, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem, your God. Says the Chassam Sofer that when a Yid accepts upon himself Hashem as their God, meaning that the Yid is mevatel himself, the Yid nullifies himself to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Not only do we nullify ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we are proud that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is our God. We announce Hashma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. What that results in is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is miyachid his name upon us. And Hashem considers himself Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem. Hashem identifies himself with us. I am Hashem, your God. So we begin Kriya Shema with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, and as a result, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the conclusion is Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam identifies himself as our God, and this is really based on a pasuk in Parshas Ki Savoy. Pasuk says, Hashem Hemarta Yoim Lios Lachol Elokim. You have distinguished Hashem today to be a God for you. Hashem Hemircha Yoim Lios Leilam Segula. And Hashem has distinguished you today to be to Him as a treasured people. So by us distinguishing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to be our God, in turn the Rebbeinu Shel Olam distinguishes us to be His nation, through Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu, therefore Tani Hashem Alekecha. And this, I believe, is what we say by Shemini Esrei. Baruch Atah Hashem Alekeinu Velekei Aviseinu. You were the God of our Avos, meaning our Avos declared you as their God. And as a result, you declared yourself as the God of each one of them separately. You declared yourself as Elokei Avram. You declared yourself as Elokei Yitzchak. You declared yourself as Elokei Yaakov. Because you were to them Elokei Aviseinu. You were their God. They declared you as their God. So when we say Elokei Aviseinu, we're talking about our Avos declaring the Rebbeinu Shlalem as their God. And when we continue with the Kei Avram, the Kei Yitzchak, the Kei Yaakov, we're talking about the Rebbeinu Shlalem declaring himself as the God of each and every one of them individually. There's a Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, which Rashi is quoting a Medrash, which seems to be a Medrash Pliya. Pasuk says, Hashem says to Avram, Yemin Hashem al Avram, Lech Lecha mi'artzecha mi'alatecha mi'beis avicha, go for your sake, from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's home, to the land that I will show you. Now Hashem gives him three brachas for doing so. I will make you into a great nation. And I will bless you. And I will greaten your name. And you will be a blesser. So Rashi has two explanations into why the Rebbeinu Shlalem gave him three brachas. One is the Fisha Aderach, says Rashi, the Fisha Aderach Goremes L'Shleisha Dvarim. When a person is traveling, it causes three things. Mam Etes Peri Yavirivya. It diminishes a person's ability to procreate. Umamet is a samamon. It diminishes a person's money. A person travels, they spend money, and they don't accumulate money. Umamet is a shem, and it also diminishes a person's name. The kachuskik l'shalish brachas alavdu. That's why Avraham Avinu needed these three brachas. Meaning, v'esachle goy godol min sheftichay al abonim. Hashem promised him that he'll have children. V'amarechacha, meaning I'll bless you with money. V'agal l'shamecha, I will greaten your name. So that's the first pshat in Rashi, why Avraham Avinu needed these three brachas. Second pshat, says Rashi, Dovaracha, V'eschol l'goy godol, I will make you into a great nation. This is why we say Bashman Esrei Elokei Avram. And I will bless you. This is why we say Elokei Yitzchok. By God, and I will greaten your name. That's why we say Elokei Yaakov. So the source for saying Bashman Esrei Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov is this pasuk here in Parshas Lech Lecha. That's Elokei Avram. I will bless you, that's Elokei Yitzchak. Yagal lo shemecha, I will greeten your name, zeh sha'amnu Elokei Yaakov. Yochol yuchos b'mekulas, I would have thought that we should conclude with all of them, but at the end of the bracha we should say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogein Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov? No. So the pasuk says, no, you'll be the bracha. It is with you that we will conclude, with you Avram, that we will conclude, not with Yitzchak and Yaakov. This is Mamash Amedrish Pliya. It has it on the surface. It makes absolutely no sense. What does Veschel Goygodl have anything to do with Elokei saying Elokei Avram? What does Vavarechacha have anything to do with saying Elokei Yitzchak? And what does Vagadol Shmecha have anything to do with saying Elokei Yaakov? What's the connection, Bechlal? So in order to understand this, we need to understand the Pesukim later on in Parshas Lech Lecha. We find that Avraham Avinu says to Hashem, Vayomer Avraham. Avram says to Hashem, Hein li lo nasata zara. Behold, to me you have given no children. Mine ben besi yorishoisi. My house person, Eliezer, is going to inherit me. So the Rachaim HaKadosh asks two questions on this pasuk. It seems that the appropriate wording for this pasuk should be, Hein lo nasata li zara. Behold, you haven't given me children. That's not the way it's written. It says, Hein li l'nasata zara. Behold, to me, you haven't given children. The li is placed in the beginning of the pasuk instead of later on. It should have been, Hein l'nasata li zara. And secondly, as the Rechaim, a couple of psukim ago, Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, V'samti azaracha ka'afar ha'aret, I will make your descendants, I will place your descendants like the dust of the earth. So Hashem has promised Avraham Avinu that he'll have children. Avraham Avinu is the Reish HaMaminim. Avraham Avinu is the first of the believers. He's questioning the Rebbeinu Shalom's promise. Hein li lo nasata zara, you haven't given me any children. The Rebbeinu Shalom just promised him, he'll have children. So the pasuk continues. It says, Vayotze yoisei achutza, Hashem took Avraham Avinu outside. Vayomer habet na Hashemayim, he said, look to the heaven. Try counting the stars. And Hashem said to him, so will be your descendants. Vehem in Hashem, says the pasuk, and he believed in Hashem, and Hashem considered that to Avraham Avinu as a righteousness. Mamash apliya. Hashem, Avraham Avinu hears this from the Rebbeinu Shleilam himself. Twice. First, v'samti yizracha kafara aretz. I will place your descendants like the dust of the earth. And Avraham Avinu doesn't believe. He questions Hashem. Hey, li l'nasata zara. And when Hashem tells him a second time, koi yizracha, your descendants will be like the stars. V'hemen v'Hashem, now he believes Hashem. But that's what you call v'hemen v'Hashem? And v'yashaveh like tzedakah? And then that's considered a righteousness? So I believe you can understand this based on a word I once heard in the name of the Rishonim. It says in Parashas Kisisa that when Moshe Rabbeinu ascended to heaven for the third time, for 40 days and 40 nights, when he descended, his face radiated. Radiated a tremendous light to the point that Bnei Yisrael were afraid to approach him. So it says, Vayitein al panav masve. So he placed on his face a mask. Avraham Avinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down, after speaking to Hashem, he would always place a masve al panav. He would put a mask on his face. The word masve is written mem samech vav hei. So the Rishonim says that we find in Chazal that Avraham Avinu, before he was circumcised, his name was Avram, without a hey. The numerical value of Avram, say Chazal, is 245. That's Avram. No, 243. I'm sorry. 243. Avraham with a hay is 248. Now we know that a person has 248 limbs. So Chazal say that until Avraham Avinu circumcised himself, he only ruled over 243 of his limbs. After, and that's why his name was Avram. After he circumcised himself, he ruled over the other five limbs, and that's why his name became Avraham, which is Gematria 248. Which are the five limbs he didn't rule over? His two eyes, his two ears, and his Mila. After he circumcised himself, he ruled over those as well. So 248, the number 248, what Chazal are telling us, represents the perfection of a person. When a person rules over all 248 limbs, that is, he has full control over all 248 limbs, that is perfection. And that's what Avraham Avinu achieved after his bris milah. Yitzchak says that according to that, Yitzchak, the gematria of the word Yitzchak is 208. So we have to assume that he was 40 less than perfection. If 248 is perfection, that's why Avram's name was Avram at the end, because Avram is 248. So Yitzchak is 208, meaning that he was 40 less than perfection. Yaakov, according to that, is Yaakov is gematria 182. So that's 66 less than 148. So says the Rishoner that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be misaken, he was able to fix and to complete all those that the Ovis HaKadoshim were initially lacking, which is the 5 of Avram, the 40 of Yitzchak, and the 66 of Yaakov. And that is what the word Mazveh is made up of. There's a Mem, which is 40. That's for the 40 for the Yitzchak's missing. Then is Samach Vav, which is 66 for Yaakov. And then there's the Hey that Avram was missing. So, it happens to be that the 5 of Avram, we know what it's about. Chazal tell us what the 5 represents. That he didn't rule over 5 of his limbs. What is the 40 of Yitzchak? What does that represent? What does that mean that Yitzchak was missing the 40? And what does it mean that Yaakov was missing 66? What does that mean? And we also need to realize that just like by Avram, it was only that he was initially lacking the 5. But throughout his life, he perfected himself to the point that he reached perfection. The same applies to Yitzchak and Yaakov, that they were initially lacking. Yitzchak was initially lacking the 40, but then throughout his life, he perfected himself and achieved that 40 also. And the same with Yaakov. So we need to understand what is going on here. Chazal tell us in Pirkei Avos, "Hakina Taiva VaKavod Matzinas Adam Ve'Adam." There are three capital bad midas that drive a person out of this world, and that is kina, jealousy; taiva, desire; and kavod, which is honor. Now, if these are the three bad midas that drive us out of this world, we have to assume that our avoda throughout our lifetime in this world is to rid ourselves of these bad midas. So let's talk about taiva first. Taiva, desire. If we're here in this world to overcome desire, how do we go about that? So all the Sforim HaKadoshim tell us that desire is a product of anoichius. It's a product of ego. There is only desire if there's an I. I want, I need. There is a need to fill my desires. So the way to overcome desire is humility, is negating oneself. My needs are not that important. My desires are not that important. Avraham Avinu was the Av of conquering Taiva. He was the patriarch of conquering Taiva. And this is why we find that Avram is called Avram Oyhavi, Avram who loves me, because Taiva, right, is a form of love. Right? Taiva is desire, which is love. Since Avraham Avinu was able to conquer Taiva, he was able to channel the love where it belonged, which is to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Avraham is called Avraham Ayhav. How did Avraham achieve that? How did he conquer Taiva? Avraham Avinu, his famous expression, Anoichi Ofra Ve'efer. My Anoichi is dust and ashes. So if there is no Anoichi, then there is no Taiva. And this is how Avraham Avinu was able to eventually rule over the eyes and the ears and the mila, which are those are the limbs that bring a person to Taiva. And he accomplished this. One of the ways he accomplished this was through the mila, through circumcision. That's why Chazal tell us that it was through circumcision that he was able to rule over all of his limbs. The Rambam says in Moreh Nevuchim that one of the reasons for circumcision is that it represents curbing one's appetite. So Avraham Avinu is the patriarch of conquering Taiva. And this is why Rashi tells us that Ve'escha le'goy gadol. Rashi tells us that why did Hashem have to tell Avraham Avinu Ve'escha le'goy gadol? I will make you into a great nation. Because the derech diminishes periyavirivya. It diminishes procreation, which is the biggest taiva that there is out there. So Avraham Avinu, who was able to conquer Taiva, so Ve'escha le'goy gadol, I will make you into a great nation. Zeu she'omrim elokei Avraham. Avraham Avinu made the Ribbono Shel Olam his God. That, and thereby was able to conquer Taiva. By Yitzchak, we find that Yitzchak was unbelievably wealthy. It says in Parshas Toldos, "V'nimtza b'shanahu me'yasha'orim," to the point that the Plishtim would say, "Mizevel predoisav shal Yitzchak v'loy mekaspev v'zavay shal Avimelech." We'd rather have the fertilizer of the of the mules of Yitzchak rather than the gold and silver of Avimelech. That's how affluent Yitzchak was. Ezu Ashir, Asameach Bechelkai. Right? Who is rich? Somebody who is content with their lot, which is the opposite of kinah. Right? The kinah is jealousy. Somebody who needs to have what somebody else has. How does a person accomplish to be sameach b'chelkai? How does one achieve that midah of being satisfied with one's lot? It's only through emuna and hashgacha pratis. If somebody believes that the Rebbeinu Shleilam, if someone believes in divine providence, the Rebbeinu Shleilam is mashgiach over each and every one of us, and he gives each and every one of us exactly what we need. And if we were supposed to have more, we would have it. And if we were supposed to have what that person has, then that person wouldn't have it, we would have it. So the only way there's kina is if there's no emunah and hashgacha pratis. And I'd like to suggest that Hashgacha Pratis is represented by the word li, to me. Meaning, I have the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is focused, gives me whatever I need. He is focused on me individually. Li is Gematria 40, right? Lamed Yod is 40. So perhaps Yitzchak started, just like Avram started his life without the hay, and he only accomplished that later through overcoming Taiva, through conquering Taiva, Yitzchak began his life without the li. Perhaps with kinah in his life. And throughout his life, he conquered the li to the point that he became the Oshir, Asameach Vechelkoi. He became the wealthy one who was satisfied with his life. So when it says Va'avarechacha, I will bless you, which Rashi says means I will bless you with money. When is money a bracha? Only if somebody can say Aleke Yitzchak. Somebody conquers the midah of kina and has emuna and hashgacha pratis, and therefore is sameach b'chelkai. That's Aleke Yitzchak. Yaakov, which is 66 short of 248. If Avram is the patriarch of Taiva, of conquering Taiva, and Yitzchak is the patriarch of conquering Kinah, Yaakov is the patriarch of conquering Kovod. Now, usually we interpret Kovod as the pursuit of honor. I think that might fall into the category of taiva. Kovod means a person who receives honor. How to deal with that? If a person that receives honor takes it in, that makes a person more and more arrogant. That is what drives a person out of this world. We're not talking about seeking honor. We're talking about a person who receives honor. And the question is, how does one deal with that? And the way a yid needs to deal with kovod is realizing that anything that they have, anything that a person has contributes to the world, whether it's wisdom or wealth or whatever it is, it's all a gift from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's nothing, any kovod that is coming my way doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Because he is the one who has given me these gifts. So this midah of conquering kovod is represented by Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Because that is the way to conquer kovod is to transfer the kavod to who it really belongs to, which is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, I have proof that Yaakov began his life without the li and without the havaya, meaning with he began his life with kinah and kavod, with the yetzahara of kinah and kavod. He did not have the nisoyan of taiva. As we find, Yaakov Avinu is called Yaakov at birth. Yaakov comes from the word akev, which is the heel, the lowest part of the person. Yaakov was humble from birth. He had no anoichi. He had no ich. And therefore, taiva was not Yaakov's problem. What Yaakov struggled with was kina and kavod, which is what he was lacking, was the li that Yitzchak was also lacking, the 40 of Yitzchak, and the havaya, which is 26. Right? 40 and 26 is 66. That's what Yaakov was lacking. If you look at the parshas about Yetze, Yaakov Avinu says, after he has this dream with the ladder, Yaakov says, Vayida Yaakov Nedolem, Yaakov makes an oath, saying, Im yeh Elokim imodi, if Hashem will be with me, meaning, if Hashem will give me, will show me divine providence. V'nosan li lechem lechel begadol b'ashem, he'll give me food to eat and clothing to wear. Sameach b'chelka, he'll give me food to eat and a begad to wear. Meaning, so here we have both, right? He'll give me ashgacha protis. V'nosan li lechem lechel begadol b'ashem. V'hoya havaya li l'alekim. Then I will have the havaya and the li. I'll have the havaya, which is, I'll give over all kavod to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and I'll have li. And I'll have the Hashgacha Pratis. So Yaakov starts out without the 66, and throughout his life he accomplishes the 66. So Yaakov becomes the patriarch of conquering kavod. And that's why the Pasuk says, "Va'gadlo shemecha, I will greaten your name," which is kavod, zeh she'amar lekei Yaakov. When is va'gadlo shemecha? Who can handle va'gadlo shemecha? Yaakov Avi. Now, since Avraham Avinu was the Av, the patriarch of conquering Taiva, which is accomplished through Anoichi Ofra Ve'efer, making the Anoichius into dust and ashes, therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam told Avraham Avinu, "You'll be happy to hear, Avraham, the Samti Azaracha Ka'afar Ha'aretz. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth. They will negate themselves, just like you did, just like you said, Anichi Ofra Ve'efer, your descendants will negate themselves as well. They'll be like the dust of the earth. They'll be able to conquer Taiva." To which Avram says later on to Hashem, that's Givaldik. But Hein Li Lainasata Zora. But you haven't given my descendants the Li. You gave them the ability to overcome taiva. But what about to overcome kina? For that they need the li, they need the amun and hashgacha pratis. To which Hashem responded, your children will be like the stars. Take a look at the stars. No matter how many they are, each one has their own individual light. They're not jealous of each other. Your descendants will be like the stars of the sky. There will be no kina. Now, we would all expect Avraham Avinu to ask the next question. What about Havaya? What about Yud Kei Vav Kei? What about conquering Kovet? says the pasuk vehemen bahavaya. He believed when it came to Havaya, he didn't ask that question. And that was considered a righteousness for Avraham Avinu. He could have asked that third question as well, but he didn't. So when we say Elikei Avram, Elikei Yitzchak, Elikei Yaakov, what we're saying is the God of Avram, meaning Avram made you his God and overcame Taiva. Elikei Yitzchak, Yitzchak made you his God and overcame Kina. Yaakov made you his God and overcame Kovet. And then we all preceded this by saying Elikeinu, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo was our God, which means that we have, this is something that we need to accomplish as well. And we all have within us, since we're Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we all have within our potential to make the Rebbeinu Shlomo the Elikei of our Avraham, the Elikei of the Yitzchak, and the Elikei of the Yaakov. That's inside of us, to make the Rebbeinu Shleilam the God over our kinah, taiva, and kovet as well. There's a word that's brought in the Sfarim HaKadoshim that we know Avram represents Midas HaChesed. The world stands on three pillars. Torah, Avodah, Midas HaChesedim. So in these, and Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov represent these three pillars. Avram is Midas HaChesedim. Yitzchak is Avodah. And Yaakov is Torah. Yaakov is Tam Yeshua Halim. Yitzchak was a carbon on the Mizbeach. So Avram is Chesed. Yitzchak is Avodah. Yaakov is Torah. So Elikei Avram, Elikei Yitzchak, Elikei Yaakov means that each one of them declared the Rebbeinu Shleilam their God, the God over their specific Avod. By Avram was Chesed, by Yitzchak was Avod, by Yaakov was Torah. Says Rashi, Yachol Yuchosmen V'kulam. So I would have thought that the Geula, the Chasima, is going to be in the merit of all three of them. Hashem said to Avram, no, it will be in the merit of Gemilas Chasadim that Mashiach will come. It will be in the merit of Gemilas Chasadim that Mashiach will come, not in the merit of Torah and Avodah. Pasuk says, it's a fair pasuk. Tzion v'mishpat tipada v'shoveha b'tzedakah. Those who have been captured from Tzion will be redeemed with tzedakah. And we see Baruch Hashem now in Be'ikus of the Mashiach, it's the time right before Mashiach is coming. We see that the chesed in Klal Yisrael is tremendous. And the schus that Klal Yisrael has is definitely a tremendous schus, enough of a schus that should bring Mashiach to Kenu. I just heard that Rabbi Yibeir Wachtfeigel, who's the Rosh Hashiva in South Fallsburg, said that he heard numerous times from his father, from Nelson Wachtfeigel. Nelson Wachtfeigel was a Mashgiach in Lakewood Yeshiva. Nelson said he has a Kabbalah from the Gra. Rabbi Yibeir said he heard this numerous times from his father. His father was Nifter probably about 10 years ago. Maybe more than 10 years ago. His father, he said he has a Kabbalah from the Gra that when Russian ships will pass through Turkey to wage war in Damascus, then the people in Eretz Yisrael should put on their big day Shabbos because Mashiach is on his way. It is Mashiach's times. So we need to go home for another big day Shabbos. And the schus of the B'chach Eisman, the schus of Avraham Avinu, the schus of the Midas Achetz, we should be zeichah v'korev to Mashiach, because Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehera b'yameinu.